You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. It's an English and French program on the show today. Two compositions from each country that we often refer to as the two solitudes of the founding of Canada. First is an early work by British Baroque composer Henry Purcell. So early, it is one of his first compositions to have survived and was a product of the 18-year-old child prodigy dating from 1678. The verse anthem, My Beloved Spake, is based on the Song of Songs or the Song of Solomon from the Old Testament. Here we already see a genius composer in this teenage composition. The interplay between solo voices, choir, and instrumental ensemble is first rate. Here to perform the verse anthem, My Beloved Spake, by Henry Purcell, are vocal soloists Carl Strigg, countertenor, Eugene Burke, tenor, Paul Grindley, bass, and John Pepper, bass. The Toronto Chamber Choir and the Aradia Baroque Ensemble are directed by David Fallis.
The flowers appear My beloved is mine, and I am his. My beloved is mine, and I am his.
My beloved is mine, and I am his.
My beloved,
my beloved is mine, and I am his.
My beloved is mine. He's mine, and I am his,
and I am his,
and I am his.
And I am his.
Verse anthem, My Beloved Spake, composed by Henry Purcell at the ripe old age of 18 in 1678. The vocal soloists were Carl Strigg, countertenor, Eugene Burke, tenor, Paul Grindley, bass, and John Pepper, bass, with the Toronto Chamber Choir and the Aradia Baroque Ensemble, all directed by David Fallis. A full century and some before Henry Purcell, we have the absolute genius of another great English composer, John Taverner, who lived from approximately 1490 until 1545. His mass setting, titled Gloria Tibi Trinitas, has long been acknowledged as occupying a position of particular importance in the history of English music. Considered one of Taverner's finest compositions, along with his other mass settings, the Gloria Tibi Trinitas Mass may be regarded as marking the high point of the pre-Reformation Mass tradition, and an elaborate rendering of a plain chant found in the Sarum Rite, the standard plain chant tradition in the British Isles at the time. Gloria Tibi Trinitas is deservedly the best known of Taverner's three large-scale festal masses, and took pride of place as the first item to be copied into the so-called Forest Hayther part books, thought to have been compiled for use at Cardinal College during Taverner's tenure of office there. The Vespers plain song tune Gloria Tibi Trinitas forms the basis, both melodically and harmonically, of the mass setting bearing its name, a common practice of the Renaissance period. We're going to hear the original plain chant melody followed by Taverner's mass setting. Here is the Gloria Tibi Trinitas Mass setting by John Taverner, performed by Ars Nova Copenhagen under the direction of Paul Hillier.